Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about headline news from a Christian viewpoint with an open mic. Love to have you join in with the dialogue and discussion that we're talking about today. Or if you'd like to bring in a fresh thought or a new headline news article or item that you'd like to talk about, or questions that you'd like to ask theologically, doctrinally, biblically, or what would be called politically. I don't even like that term. If it's a biblical worldview, everything comes under the Word of God and what God would say in relationship to that. So I'm thankful that you're listening, looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We have the privilege today and the joy of having one of our 4 sons, Greg Youngblood, with us. Greg is up in the southern tip of heaven, that state called Tennessee. Greg, what's the weather like up there today?
Woke up with it nice and frosty in the low 30s. It's 40 degrees now, and it's always beautiful in East Tennessee.
Yeah. With one of our students up, and our college students up in northern New York, and he said the weather forecast had told them they'd have about 2 inches of snow. He said they woke up to 18 inches of snow. And so I didn't know if you were having some of that kind of weather there in Tennessee or not. Greg, just before the news break, we were talking about what is taking place with the 3 C's. Restate that for our listeners, and let's jump in a little further with the dialogue and discussion on that.
Folks need to realize, and you know, that I didn't originate this, but every assault you see from the left today is an assault on the 3 C's, on capitalism, on Christianity, and on our Constitution. And literally, you can pick anything, just about any policy. They put, you know, pen to paper and make it real. In one way or another, assaults one of the 3, 2 of the 3, or all 3 of the 3. Just check it out. Call in, bring up a policy. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Greg, I'm thinking for a moment, and most of the listeners may not be aware of what's taking place in Austria and Germany and Italy and Australia, primarily in Australia, where they're using drones to follow people, to watch homes, to watch apartments. If you go out of your home, you're summarily challenged or ticketed or arrested by street police doing so. And if you happen to disobey in some fashion, or if you come in contact with someone that's tested positive or that's COVID prone, you are summarily hauled off to a COVID concentration camp. One particular testimony of a 26-year-old woman, she inadvertently had come into contact with a friend that they discovered later had tested positive, and they knocked on her door, law enforcement there with handcuffs and pistols, and arrested her, hauled her off to COVID camp for 14 days. She had no recourse, no hearing, no judge's order, et cetera, et cetera. Simply placed her in the COVID camp and then threatened her in the COVID camp because she was getting on the patio. I saw a video of it on a patio, and they've got yellow lines around the edge of the patio. If you get too close to those yellow lines, you could contaminate others in the pod next to you. And so 3 law enforcement officers then showed up at her patio while in COVID concentration camp and threatened her with a $5,000 fine if she got too close to the edge of that patio again. Do you see that as a potential, based on the trajectory that we're on now in America, do you see the possibility of having COVID camps, COVID concentration camps, internment camps for those that are testing positive, or those that have come in contact with a positive tested COVID person? What, is there benefit to that? What do you see about that which is taking place so much in Europe and on a global basis and coming to America, it seems?
Leftist Democrats in America love totalitarianism. Don't ever let them convince you of anything otherwise. They love absolute bureaucratic control, particularly from the state or the federal level. You know, when Biden announced his different executive orders that one court after another throws out, says, no, you can't do that. But the left celebrated. I mean, so much so that de Blasio, in the face of all of the court saying, no, 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 he's, hey, I don't care what they say, I'm going to do it anyway. And it seems to me that not only they're okay with it, there are signs that these camps are being built, even in America. That it's just a matter of them flipping the switch or getting the right court decision or getting the right executive order or getting the right legislative act that they can engage. But it's sad that in Australia that you would have thought, they were once a prison colony. They've turned back into a prison colony, it appears.
Yes, that's right.
You would have thought that that was a free country, that those folks enjoyed a level of freedom like we do. Now, 25 years ago, they did seize their guns. And today we're seeing their other rights dismantled. It seems like a common theme. You know, in Venezuela, about a dozen years ago, they went down the path of communism. The guns were seized, and now folks are starving to death. Isn't that common? Yeah. So anyway, on the note of what's going on in Australia, and I watched the same video you did, I believe, and the young lady was just recalling her story, and of course they had some video inside the camp, and it turns out that it had very little, if anything, to do with COVID, very little, if anything, to do with her being COVID positive or not, or having been vaccinated or not, or having been tested positive or not. It had everything to do with it's a dictatorial rule. You're going to obey us. And since they had since she said that she had been tested and she had not, or she had been vaccinated, they were holding her in the camp just to show her who was boss. And the camp made no sense. It's kind of like, folks, we have 2 years of data. I would like for you to compare state by state, city by city, the blue states where they had the mask mandates and the lock-ins and this and that, the lockdowns, and you compare that to, let's say, DeSantis' state of Florida, the great state of Florida. Tell me, who has fared better? Did New York fare better, or did Florida fare better? You know, the state of Florida didn't go into full lockdown. The state of Florida had a governor that said, nope, we're not going to do the mask mandate. Now, some of the cities in the state, I know what they did, and all, I understand that. However, you compare one after another, and you either see no difference, or you see that the states that didn't lock down fared better than those states that did lock down. You see some of the places where they didn't do the mask mandates actually did better than the states that had the mask mandates. And look at this. This is really... this is an interesting conundrum that has been exposed. We just had a cruise ship came back into port a couple of days ago, and that cruise required 100% vax status. I mean, you had to be vaccinated or you don't go on the cruise. 17 folks came back with COVID. How'd that happen? Australia, well, you can't go into or out of the country unless you've been vaccinated. And then I think you still have to do like a 14-day quarantine or something.
Yes, that's right.
And somehow or another, they ended up with this Omicron version. How did that get there? How'd that happen?
Greg, I'm looking at an article that touches on what you're saying. Headline article, major headline. Vaccinated dying at twice the rate of the unvaccinated in the U.K. Vaccinated people under 60 years of age are all causes at the dying all causes twice the rate of the unvaccinated in the United Kingdom. Quote, I don't know how to explain this other than vaccinated cause mortality, one writer said. Many decision makers assume that the vaccinated can be excluded as a source of transmission, he writes. It appears to be grossly negligent to ignore the vaccinated population as a possible and relevant source of transmission of COVID-19 when deciding about public health control measures, end quote. But that's what they're doing. Another article says, tyranny with a needle. The article starts out with several very, very, very poignant quotes. 1 says, a strict observance of the written laws is double one of the high duties of good citizens, but it is not the highest. The laws necessary of self-preservation, of saving our country when it is in danger, are of a higher obligation. The law to lose our country by a scrupulous adherence to a written law would be the loss itself, with life, liberty, property, and all those who are enjoying them with us, thus absurdly sacrificing the ends to the means. Thomas Jefferson, September 20, 1780. George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Patrick Henry said, the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be, secure when the transactions of their rulers may be canceled from them, end quote. Judge Leonard Hand said, tyranny is tyranny, no matter what form it is in. The free man will resist if his courage serves him properly. Another bottom portion of this article, how quickly medical staff bowed to the protocols for COVID patients when so many of the tests were false positives, many died unnecessarily, and earlier treatment was ignored. That didn't stop hospitals, corporations, and schools from using the COVID-19 jab mandate. It was never about life-saving treatment. It was always about control, as you said a moment ago, and taking the jab, end quote. So, Greg, I reckon when we see that, we see what is taking place, and it's on the fast track around the world. We understand it's a demonic delusion. These things could not happen, ladies and gentlemen, in isolated circumstances, like in this state or that state, or in America or in some parts of Europe. It's happening on a global basis. So, Greg, how do we identify that? Should we recognize it as being something that God is doing? It is supernatural. It is demonic. It is the demonic delusion. How do we rationalize that in our mind so that then we can ask the second question, how should we then live?
Well, you've touched on a lot there. What you quoted earlier with the verse that talks about we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, and it wraps up against spiritual wickedness in high places. I've left out part of that verse. I know I have. Nonetheless, that is the reality. That is the truth today. However, we need to, as a foundation, realize a few things. We keep being sold this bill of goods. You hear on the TV or the radio oftentimes, you know, the government's first job is to protect the people. Find that for me, folks. Find those words for me. No, the yes. government's first job, the government's primary job, is to secure our rights. You know, read through. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. I mean, come on, people. Government is right now dismantling your rights under the guise of protecting you. Now, just about every dystopian sci-fi futuristic a movie has ended in the chaos that we're seeing befall us today. And you can kind of rattle them off. If it's the Terminator thing with the Skynet, or we're talking about iRobot with Will Smith. We're talking right down the – you folks that are into the sci-fi, you could probably list 100 of them. They all go sideways, don't they? Well, that's exactly what's going on, and that's exactly what Satan wants. That's exactly the power that the Antichrist will have to have during the tribulation, and that's what we're seeing come about today. Now – the tribulation may begin tomorrow, but the stage is being set for right now today.
Yes,
if we
absolutely.
If we as believers continue, we ought to stand on the truth of the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we ought to plan like we've got another 100 years to live, and our kids and our grandkids have to be raised in a society. We don't know that the tribulation begins tomorrow, so we have to stand firm today on the word, stand firm today, and don't be afraid to stand and to claim your rights as an American citizen. You're a believer, but you also are blessed to be born, to live in America, and your rights are not rights as a second-class citizen. You're a first-class citizen, folks. Be willing
Absolutely.
To stand up. Speak the truth.
Absolutely.
And stand for the
And yet we have the antithetical of that, Greg, that's permeating society. I'm reading an article here, religious vaccine exemption, ? You deserve to die, says teachers union official. A National Educational Association board of directors member, an English teacher in Pennsylvania high school, posted on her Facebook that unvaccinated individuals with religious exemptions deserved only to die. And it goes further. It says, I don't know why the GOP doesn't just take those guns from they profess to love so much and just start shooting all of their constituents who think this way. It would be quicker and ultimately safer than putting me and my friends at risk. There's the mindset among people today, Greg, that we don't have any rights. There are no constitutional liberties. And the idea that's being promulgated by the leftists, the elitists, and those in way of broadcasting, generally speaking, are simply taking a position that if you're Christian, if you're conservative, if you're a Trump follower, if you voted for Trump, if you are objecting to school board meetings and what they're teaching your child, if you're refusing to take the vaccination, you don't deserve to live. You just need to be put to death. Here's one article that says, get the shot or get shot. Some push mass genocide for the unvaccinated. A former top attorney for President Donald Trump is calling attention to the alarming comments urging people to get the shot or get shot in a push for everyone to receive the COVID vaccination. They're literally calling for mass genocide, says Jenna Ellis, a Christian and former senior legal advisor to President Trump. Are you paying attention now, she says. The quote, this says, the unvaccinated need to be rounded up, lined up in front of open pits. Thus, the choice is simple. America has enough of their virus notice. We need to get back to normal life with or without them. The mindset is, Greg, that we, the Christians, we, the conservatives, we, the ones that voted for and followed President Donald J. Trump, we're the ones that's causing all of the problem. We're the ones that's causing the dilemmification around the globe. We need to simply be eliminated. Now, Greg, here's the question. In view of biblical, eschatological, prophetic truth in the Word of God, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. Can you imagine if the rapture of the church would take place in the next 15 seconds, or the next day, or the next week, or the next few days, and all of the Christians be zapped and, as I call it, and snatched out of this whole world? Can you imagine what CNN News would say, the Communist Network News, MSNBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The headlines would be, those that have caused all the problems, those that refused to take the vaccination, those that were standing in the way of progress, they have all disappeared. We don't know where they are, but they've all disappeared. Does that sound like what a headline could be in the near future?
Absolutely. I can just picture someone stepping up to the podium and saying, we got rid of all those troublemakers for you, all the riffraff, all those folks that were making you feel bad, all those folks that were pointing out the flaws and the hypocrisy. They'll never admit the hypocrisy point. However, and that may very well fall into the delusion that causes folks within the tribulation to be completely deluded, blinded, and unwilling to accept Jesus Christ. So these things seem to be fitting together like a grand puzzle coming together before our very eyes. And as you said earlier in the broadcast, you're seeing the pages of the scripture poured out on the front page of the newspaper, poured out in the news stories online and on our broadcast television. It is amazing for any believer that understands the basics of biblical eschatology. They have to be seeing what I'm seeing. They must be seeing what I'm seeing. And it's not a scary thing for the believer. You go, guess what, folks? Our redemption draweth nigh. We literally have all the reason in the world to celebrate, but we also have Amen. All the reason in the world to be more vigorous about sharing Christ, because this may be our last opportunity. At any given moment, consider the fact it may be your last opportunity to share Jesus Christ with your lost relative, with your lost friend, with your lost coworker. These folks it's not their fault that they're walking around blind. It's not their fault that they're not seeing what you're seeing. Many of them, it may be your fault that you haven't introduced them to Jesus Christ. Take the opportunity today because, you know, the time is short.
Yes.
The scripture says that the fields are white under the harvest and the laborers are few. That's kind of where we are in this world even today.
Yes. And, Greg, I remember Gene Jr., saying to me on several occasions when he and I would have two-hour conversations by telephone on Saturdays, and we would bring each other up to date on what's happening around the globe. And I would whine about the left and the liberals. I'd call them the loose likes, lost liberals, and what they're doing and how they're destroying the nation and our Constitution. And he would say, and I quote, "But Dad, you've got to remember that that is their religion. They think that they're right. They think that they are saving the world. They think that what they're doing will save the world, but it's totally deluded because of a satanic delusion that they're under." End quote. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. Greg, I'm looking at an article that again, makes eschatology jump off the pages of the scripture. Network host wants the U.S. military to administer forced vaccinations to all in America. This article is dated December the 1st. MSNBC host, who usually dispenses economic information, has turned a corner and now, in what might be called a rant, has called on the U.S. military to administer forced vaccinations for COVID-19 for everyone that's not been vaccinated. MSNBC's Jim Cramer said, quote, "The charade must end. The government must require vaccinations not of this group or that group, or this company or that company, or this cruise ship or that cruise ship, or airline by airline, or by governor or by governor. The buck stops at the White House. We have," this is the article now, he's stating this, "we have those that are immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant that's walking around lawfully unvaccinated. That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now are backing down. We have governors who want to be presidents by grandstanding on a foolish state's rights issue, the right to get sick, the other people sick also. It's time to admit that we have to go to war against them," speaking of non-vaccinated, "against them and require them to be vaccinated universally. Have the military run it. Have the military to carry it out. Get the vaccination now, or you need to be ready for the military at your door with a court order for you to be vaccinated," end quote. Greg, does that sound like something that reminds you of Revelation chapter 13 with the Antichrist?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I keep using the word totalitarian. Folks need to realize totalitarian, just see that as total control, complete domination by your government. That's the kind of system that will be in place. That's the kind of system the Antichrist will rule and reign over. But what gets me is how close this aligns with Chinese policy. And of course, they're operating under a dictator. You can couch that system however you want to, but they're living under a dictatorship there. And it wasn't long into the communist model that they decided that the state had an interest in how many kids you had. So they went to a one-child policy, and there was forced birth control and forced abortions and forced sterilizations. I mean, literally, so once the state determines that they have an interest, well, in this case, they're saying they have an interest in your health and your personal health, because, you know, the notion that the shot is going to protect folks around you, that's absurd. If you're vaccinated and you can still get sick and you can still spread it, please don't tell me, well, you need to get vaccinated to protect me, or vice versa. That's absurd. But once the state has convinced you that they have an interest in an area and that they can control that area, how far will they run with it? We've seen China run with that for a long time. They disappear people over there. If you cross the government, they make you disappear. That's why the leftists in America, they have no problem with China, really. I mean, as much as they're talking about the Olympics and there may be boycotts in this, they love the way China operates. They would love to operate that way right here. They're trying to operate that way right here. But again, this is all in fulfillment of what we see in particularly the Revelation 13 text, but you see it in each of the eschatological texts pointing to this sort of system of absolute totalitarian dictatorial control from one man and the creature that gives that man power.
Yes, absolutely. And Greg, one thing that so brings about so much consternation in my mind is to realize that, as one major physician, Dr. Malone, which is an individual that knows what he's talking about, been on internet until they cut him off. He's written many articles. He says that about 500,000 people in America ought not have died if they had been given the right to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, that they would not have died. And I'm looking at an article here. Dying COVID-19 patient recovers after court orders hospital to administer ivermectin. An elderly COVID-19 patient has recovered after a court ordered allowed him to be treated with ivermectin despite objections from the hospital in which he was staying, according to the family's attorney. After an Illinois hospital insisted on administering expensive remdesivir, the patient and the treatment failed. His life was saved only when the court ordered him to allow the court ordered the doctors to give him ivermectin. They refused to up until then. This article says the drug most definitely saved the elderly patient's life because his condition changed immediately after he took ivermectin, according to the family's attorney speaking. Here's another article that says Pennsylvania COVID-19 patient fights for access to ivermectin. Keith Smith received the first three doses of ivermectin Monday while being treated for COVID-19 in the intensive care unit at the Memorial Hospital there in York, Pennsylvania. Hospital objected to the treatment, but Keith's wife, Darla Smith, got a court order. Ivermectin has been prescribed for humans use for 35 years and has been used with over 4 billion doses around the globe. And it goes on to talk about the benefit of it. I find it antithetical to the statement by government that we want to give you the shot to save your life and to protect your health, when the very thing that could have saved 500,000 lives in America alone was rejected by the hospitals, the hospital administrators, and physicians. And we're very familiar with that close up, Greg, with what happened with Gene, where the doctors refused to give him the things that we said that needed to be given. They refused to do so. Do you think that the medical establishment in America and around the globe will be held responsible before God for taking the lives of those that could have been saved, giving the right medication? We've got about 45 seconds, Greg. Close us out with that answer and your statement to our listeners.
If justice is served appropriately, we'll have Nuremberg Trials Part 2. Physicians, if you will, like Mingles, there in Germany, experimented on folks, and we're being experimented on in this culture today. Ask yourself one question in dealing with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and other, if you will, off-label uses in COVID. Why would doctors, why would hospitals resist? They're some of the safest medications on the face of the planet. But in wrapping up, I'd say to every believer out there, don't be afraid, don't be worried, don't be concerned. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. Thank you, Greg, for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
2021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.